Yeah, that's boy, you talk about slippery slopes.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about it. I don't know, but
Well, be real careful where you're putting this line that can't be crossed, because I'm going to venture to say there might have been another Heisman Trophy winner or four or five that might have received.
Yeah, they've been doing that for 75 years.
There may have been some inducements out there.
Yeah, and 60 years ago, we didn't have the media watchdogs that we have today, obviously, you know. So
okay, all right. Wait a minute. Now, are you saying the problem is that there are more media watchdogs? You say the problem is the bad stuff that they're doing?
No, I'm saying that the bad stuff happened 50, 60 years ago.
We're just now finding out about it.
It's just that, you know, there were only, you know, three reporters in the press box.
Yeah.
And they didn't care who was handing out money in the locker room.
Yeah. Or houses or.
Yeah, or whatever.
Washers and dryers.
Or, you know, a little something from mom and daddy.
Yeah. Or FedEx, Federal Express bags full of.
Oh, yeah. And we can get close to home on any of that.
I'd say there could be a zip code we'd all know.
Yeah. But anyway.
Quit talking about SMU like
that's
that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Parents in Germany were shocked when they found out what their kids were given the first day of school. Now, I don't know if you remember those first days of school when kiddos would get little handouts from the school. I mean, they don't do that anymore because not enough money for it, but. Reuters reports that an elementary school in Germany, some kids there, well, usually got candy the first day of school, but nope, at the Adolf Reichwein School.
Yeah. Oh, man, I was wondering which Adolf it was named after.
Yeah, where we were going.
Because it was a German elementary school.
That's right. Allegedly handed out
I was going for Coors, actually.
Yeah.
That's in Colorado.
Yeah, I know.
They were handed ballpoint pens with pictures of naked women on them.
Hey.
Ooh, is it one of those? You turn
upside down.
Yeah.
Oh, look, her bikini's disappeared.
Yeah, Scott used to have one of those, didn't he?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
He still uses it.
The school principal confirms the pins were handed out by the German Communist Party. A spokesman for the party said they had no idea the pins contained the images.
Fellow traveler.
Yeah, the group is blaming the store where the pins were purchased. Okay, why are we blaming the store? Did nobody look at the pins?
They should never have sold them to us.
That's right. They shouldn't have taken our money. It's going to be a good, good. Yeah, it had been on the shelf for like 12 years.
Yeah.
Trying to get rid of them. We're going to
have a great time together. Showtime. We got a lot of info.
Mason.
I find it interesting all three of us knew exactly what the pins did when turned upside down.
Well, I was told that.
Yeah.
They've been around a while.
Yeah.
By Tom.
As I recall, in school, we could buy pins with the U.S. presidents on them, but...
their clothes didn't come off.
No,
they look bad naked.
Yeah, didn't
well, you get Rutherford B. Hayes on that.
Hey, it's 619, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It is. It's September the 8th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Comedian Sid Caesar, bless his heart.
Goodness.
He's 88 years old today. He's... he was around when TV started, wasn't he?
Yes, he has.
Matter of fact, he
was pretty funny dude.
He and Milton Berle, people like that, about the first ones you ever saw on your on your black and whites. Actor Alan Feinstein is 69 years old. You know him if you saw him. He's a character actor. Actress Heather Thomas turns 53.
Three actors with the name Thomas today with birthdays.
How about that?
Uh-huh.
Let's keep going.
Okay.
Bassist David Steele of the Fine Young Cannibals is 50 years old today.
Yeah. Really?
Well, there you go. You had to throw in somebody
that we've never heard of.
Well, yeah, why not? Well, you've heard of the Fine Young Cannibals.
Oh, of course.
A 1.5 hit wonder group.
I was going to say, that anthology CD of theirs with four cuts on it. Yeah.
There you go. Actor David Arquette is 39.
Be Mr. Courtney Cox.
Mm. That'd be a fact. Here's your other Thomas, or one other Thomas. Actor Henry Thomas.
Blinn College Boy.
Yeah.
That's right.
As his picture, it's... Is his picture still up in Freebirds? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Well, no, his picture used to be up in that place at University in Welburn that's closed down now. That's where it was.
Oh,
the Deluxe?
The Deluxe.
The Slut Hut?
Yeah, the Deluxe.
Hey.
The what?
Yeah, that's right.
You used to have, breakfast there every Sunday morning.
But that is what it was called.
Oh, was it?
Before that, it's called the Handy Burger. You got to go back a little ways.
I see. I mean, it may be in Freebirds. I'm sure it is, but I know it used to be in the Deluxe. Yeah. Anyway, he's from San Antonio, by
Good
the way. That's
him.
Where he grew up. He's 39 years old. And Pink, Miss Pink, is 61.
Sure.
No, she's not.
I mean, he's not 31. Excuse me. 31.
Pink 31. And wrinkle.
Yeah. She will. Yeah, she will be.
Changed her name to Pinkle.
She's 31. And actor Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
That'd be the other Thomas. See?
That's right.
That's Simba.
From played Simba, the voice in Lion King.
Yeah, but Home Improvement.
But Home Improvement.
Well, everybody knows that.
Yeah. That's right. He was the.
He's actually the one that bore a rather uncanny resemblance to Tim Allen.
Except his hair was longer and blonder.
That's right. He's 29.
Right in the face.
He'd be 29.
29.
You got that? Let that sink in for a second.
Yeah, little kid is 29. Right. Okay. And that's all I got.
Adrian Cronauer, he's the guy who was the disc jockey in Good Morning Vietnam, the real one. Mm-hmm. He's 72 today. And, that'd be that. Okay, two gals, one guy, strip Monopoly. What could possibly go wrong?
Two gals, one guy?
It'd be two gals, one guy.
I like it so far.
The London Sun says the game involved removing items of clothing rather than paying rent.
Whoa.
Eventually,
of course it did.
Yes, eventually.
Welcome to Boardwalk.
I've got a hotel.
Yeah, like a little free parking.
Really.
Eventually, the college-age trio was totally naked. It was a boyfriend, girlfriend, and girlfriend's friend combination.
This guy was in heaven.
Yeah. Well, it started out
that way.
If she
was hot.
But you see, then girlfriend's friend started flirting with boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing she had more than just a great personality.
Consider community chest, if you will.
I heard what you did.
So then girlfriend started mouthing off to friend. Friend snapped back. Boom. Girl fight. Amazing.
Oh, this story has everything.
Oh, no, even more.
Some little metal shoes and hats were thrown around,
They were taking shots as well.
Oh, so, well, you knew alcohol was involved. Yeah. That was a given.
The boyfriend said he was just trying to break things up.
I bet he was. Getting a little handsy in there.
After he fumbled for his camera to take pictures.
Right.
Yeah, he's got the phone up. He's doing
all that YouTube.
Stuff. Yeah. No kidding. Really. The boyfriend says he was just trying to break things up when he got arrested for assaulting both of them. Neither girl was charged. Amazingly, the charges against the boyfriend were dropped when the two girls refused to press charges.
They were winning the game.
Yeah.
Quote of the whole thing, maybe in fact what the boy said to the newspaper, he said, "I'm glad that's not hanging over me."